Send you down the river, breeze astray. sing to me, son. So, we encourage your vocal participation tonight in any way that you want.
There's a part that y'all can sing on this next song, as a matter of fact. Yep. It's real easy. So don't be shy.
I sit through stories above the streets, as awful quiet as his love fell asleep. His life down below me. Kids are walking home from school. So long ago when we were soft.
Complicated.
it out. We're gonna do a song about where me and Emily grew up and some of the things that I did as a child. Of course, Emily shared in some of these activities. Lots of them. Some of them. Oh,
yummy.
Is it chocolate? Anyway, I was writing the song and thinking about when I was a little like kid, like 9 and 10, and all the sort of innocent trouble I got into. Didn't seem so innocent then. And then this image came into my head that was really depressing, so I finished the song. It turned out to be a sad song. But it's happy at the beginning, so feel it for a while. It's all right.
Don't you write it down?
cat's on fire, gasoline burning spiral. I'm standing on a bleak night, fighting back. On drums and percussion and saxophone sometimes, we have Jerry Marotta. Bass player number one, the fashionable Sarah Lee. And bass player number two, y'all welcome special guest, Gail Ann Dorsey. Strange Fire.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if we remember that song. This song is on that album, though. Yeah, here's the song. It's not the same chords, but it's on the same record. It has the religious image in it, too, just like the Strange Fire. So. Thank you. we might be able to, well, we could change our set list.
Not yet. We can't
Not yet,
yet
though. In time.
Said remember this is how it
I'm never gonna get it. We're still practicing that one. I just get so nervous, I can't hit the right strings. I just can't do it.
You did it perfect last night.
Yeah. Yeah,
Manchester. We were in Manchester, we had fun.
We're in the experimental stage of our band where we're all learning how to play a new instrument. I'm learning how to play guitar. And Emily's gonna approach the piano, I think, next tour.
Approach it.
And Sarah is learning how to play triangle. And Jerry knows how to play saxophone, but he's learning how to play it with us. So that's why some things are kind of shabby. Shabby.
Shabby.
Shabby.
Shabby.
We're professionals. I thought we'd share that with you because we were sort of nervous about everything. And now we feel the same, probably.
We're growing. Times ago, I love London. I just love it. We were here a couple times ago. I went down to Bloomsbury, you know, and I just stood there. And I was like, maybe Virginia walked right here where I was walking. It's like, well, I don't know what to say about the experience anyway. This is a song for her.
Each life has its place.
be the truth.
The moon has swallowed the sun and the light of the earth. So it was for you.
I got
at the back of my hand. Golden the rainbow, nothing panned out as I planned.
Worth your while.
singers.
We know that one. We know Freebird, so don't request it.
But we'll do it.
That's a there's some possibilities in there.
Mandy!
We know that one too. I remember all my life. That was a big hit in America. We might be able to do Copacabana, too.
I used to love that song. I had a three-piece disco suit. I was a nerd.
Here's a song I wrote after visiting the Holocaust Museum in Woody Guthrie. Woody Guthrie sort of entered me for this one.
We are climbing.
Rolex. And here is a teacher who has no face. Here is a runner who has no fear. Here is a thinker, here is a builder who has no back. Here is a writer who has no voice.
These are the questions.
These are the answers.
Thank you.
taste of danger, it shines like sugar on your lips. You like the stand of the line of fire, just to show you can shoot straight from your head. There must be a thousand things you would die for, but I can hardly think of two. Not everything is better spoken aloud, not when I'm talking to you. Asking me the exploits of her thief. She's a very good listener. Maybe that's all that we need is to meet in the middle of impossibility. Yeah. Standing at opposite poles, equal partners.
Y'all feel like singing? Really, honestly, you feel like singing? Good. Or it sounds better when you do. Neighborhood is green. All the sounds I've missed all the years go down to wet death and fear. All I've heard has been in the vine. Like water on a stain. Touch me, I'm so beautiful. Rub your hands across my. Your waters Sailing across the water, galleons gone, looking for a new world, palace in the sun. And on the shore lay my soul, there's cocoa leaves and pearls. As Halsey often wondered, secrets of the world, and his subjects gather round him like the leaves around the trees. His coat of many colors, the angry gods to see. What are we doing?
We want to wish a happy birthday to Justine here in the front row, y'all.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, my friends have thought.
Guitar tech, but he's from New Orleans.
He's been our guitar tech for 5 years. He's been throwing parties for us for 5 years.
Yep, he's the height of fashion.
Number one
cool.
Soul man. And he makes the best compilation tapes. Jimmy Jam Descamp. Yeah. Now, y'all, this is a fun song. We all can sing this together as
yes.
well.
Life he's come to know. Oh,
for what he left behind. That's so very long ago.
I'm trying to tell you something about
and Daniel Howe for playing with us tonight. Thanks.
Thanks a lot, y'all.
Thank you.
Cast
I wrote this song when I was sitting in the backseat of a car driving up to Nashville, Tennessee. I was writing down all these words, you know, thinking about all this stuff. Because every road that we were on, we always saw so many dead things that I started thinking, write a song. This is a song about driving from Atlanta through Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi, and ending up in Texas in this really sleazy bar where we played. And there were some people there. There was like maybe three people there. And anyway, we were on the road and we were eating fast food and a lot of French fries and milkshakes and candy bars and we were smelling smells that were really weird: possum, skunks, deer, dog, cat, and the occasional wreck with people in it, which is pretty weird. So we were really over it, and we were on our way to Austin, and I was looking for a car, and I was going to meet a friend, and I was depressed, and I think Emily was asleep. And we stopped at this flea market, and we got out of the car, and I looked next door, and there were all these trailers lined up in the yard, and there was stuff everywhere, cameras and guitars and motorcycles, and oh my God, it was so overstimulating, I couldn't stand it. No price tags, no human beings, just stuff. And then this old guy came walking out of his trailer, and I looked at him, and he looked at me, and I looked at him, and he looked at me, and he said, "What are you doing?" I said, "How much is this stuff?" "This is my front yard, it's not for sale." I looked up at the bottom and he said, "Chicken Man," and I felt better and I don't know why. I was on the road to Austin. Met a man on the highway. I wanted to sell me junk and conversation. Yeah, but he was wise and dirty. I found the weather, I said, "Darkness into darkness." All the kinds of my journeys makes it harder to be lived there. He said, "You got a long-road child." I said, "Good, cause I need to be forgiven one more night." Skinny man, hold my hand one more song.
Yeah.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.